Whether you're selling a set of false teeth or swapping a pen for a doorknob, the possibilities for trading on the internet are growing as quickly as the internet itself. Some inventive web heads are testing the limits of web commerce. Altogether Now's Bill Zimmerman explains.
Kyle McDonald parlayed a paperclip into a house. In a year's time, Kyle engineered 14 swaps. He began with a red paperclip and ended up with a house located at 503 Main Street in Kipling, Saskatchewan. The paperclip brought a fish pen, which garnered a doorknob, and on up the ladder. When I spoke to Kyle by phone, he told me how it all began.
Kyle, how did this exercise begin? Were you just sitting around with a red paperclip wondering what to do next?
Yeah, I was looking for a job sort of half-heartedly on the internet, and I remember this game we used to play as kids called Bigger and Better. And Bigger and Better, you start with something small, trade for something bigger, and then, you know, you go to the next house over and trade that bigger thing for something bigger again. And looked at the red paperclip and said, wonder if I could trade bigger and play Bigger and Better as a job, and let's see what would happen if I started with the red paperclip.
Did you have any idea you'd wind up with a house at that point?
Can't really look someone straight in the eyes with a red paper clip in your hand and say you're going to trade to a house. So I kept it kind of, kept it on the down low, you could say, and then traded for a pan shaped like a fish and a doorknob. And I made it up to a Coleman stove. And sort of around that time, I said, yeah, I'm going to see if I can go to a house.
There must have been some point when you said to yourself, okay, maybe I'm going to actually make this thing work. Maybe I'm actually going to get to a house.
Yeah, a bunch of media outlets picked up on it. And I was doing live TV and radio interviews sort of all over the world. And what happened was, I was telling friends and family, like, I'm going to keep going until I get to a house. But, you know, people always say things like that to their friends. But when a few hundred thousand or maybe even a few million people heard me say, I'm going to keep going until I get to a house, I really had a bit of the ultimate anti-procrastination mechanism built into it, and the fact that I'd said it very publicly. So I wanted to hold, I didn't want to be a liar. So I really held myself to it that way with all the public.
Did the fact that people were learning about this on the outside drive them to the website and thus create more trades that way?
After a while, it kind of created its own steam or following to the point where people had heard about the guy trading a red paperclip, so they would search it, they would find the website, they'd see I have something, and then they'd make an offer. And the more offers that were made and the more trades I made, it kind of built up. There was a bit of a snowball effect, and it didn't happen all on its own. I had to actually work quite hard. It was sort of like from extreme cutting-edge technology right down to word of mouth.
Are you happy with the house?
Very happy. It's right on this little, it's in Kipling, Saskatchewan, a small town in rural Canada, a place I'd never heard of, and we've sort of moved right into the community, and everyone here has been amazing.
Kyle, congratulations to you. Best to you and to your 14 new friends.
And then there is the ultimate garage sale, the one where you get rid of the old books, the knickknacks, and the furniture, even the garage itself. That's sort of what John Fryer did.
The initial idea came out of this frustration with these objects, and these objects were keeping me in a place that I didn't want to be.
John Fryer sold his life and lived to tell about it. Beginning with an internet domain called allmylifeforsale.com and over eBay, he auctioned off everything, personal belongings, photographs, articles of clothing, his false teeth, and ultimately the domain name itself. That's now owned by the University of Iowa. He followed up by keeping in touch with many of the buyers of his life and visiting them. His travels are detailed on the website temporama.com.
John, hi.
Hello, how are you?
Well, thanks. This appears to have been more than just a lark. What exactly were you trying to accomplish here?
Well, I lived in New York for a summer between my first and second years of graduate school. And while I was there, I was working and decided that I didn't want to continue with graduate school. But I couldn't just stay there because I had this huge apartment in Iowa City in the middle of the country filled with my possessions. So I came up with this plan to get rid of everything I could and move back to New York by the end of the month. So I decided that I would use eBay to see if, you know, other people outside of the small community where I was would be interested in these objects that I had collected.
How did you decide what to sell and when?
When I initially decided to sell things, I, you know, was going to use eBay, or I was going to, you know, I decided I would set up a domain name, and this is 2000, where everyone's registering every domain name possible, right? So I typed in garage sale, and it was taken, yard sale, stuff sale, and eventually kept wordsmithing until the phrase "all my life for sale" came into, you know, a domain search engine, and it became, and it was available. So that phrase "all my life for sale" became what the project was. I mean, the project evolved from simply me selling things to, you know, once I sold, like I sold a toaster to somebody, and the guy, I, as soon as I sent it to him, I wanted to know what he was doing with it. So I decided from that point on, I would, anybody who bought something from me, would I would ask them to send me an update on what they were doing with the objects that they bought from me. So, you know, the project evolved from this idea of just getting rid of things to this correspondence between people, you know, sending me updates on what they're doing with my stuff.
This sounds like a project that you could not have taken on if there had not been an internet to do it on.
Not only just the internet, but also kind of these internet commerce systems. I mean, it couldn't have happened without eBay or something like Craigslist, for example, because that the way this project works is it piggybacked on top of those other systems.
Well, John, good luck with the rest of your life. And
okay.
Thanks for talking.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Reporting for All Together Now, I'm Bill Zimmerman.
Thank you for listening to All Together Now. All Together Now is sponsored by Cisco. If you'd like more information on today's show or future segments, you can find it at cisco.com/go/alltogethernow. On the next segment of All Together Now, we talk to some of today's most downloaded web celebrities. Don't miss it. Thanks for joining me. I'm Charles Zewie.